So why are we going to do it? Why are we going to talk about psychics? I mean, for millions of Americans looking at a psychic on television or at the local fair, well, it's with skeptical eyes, and some see it as an entertainment piece. I'm not interested in Miss Cleo. I'm not interested in the fraud. I am very interested in, though, the real psychic, guided by real powers, a real presence. And that's one thing that Sylvia Brown, in her books and materials, confesses. She is led by a spirit guide named Francine. It all began for her, she says, at 8 years old. Now, the issue of psychic powers and that element that is behind the non-human enhancement, well, listen, it's carried over into many areas of life. I mean, it's obvious that millions want to know about the future. Millions want to know about what's going to happen to them. And you know what I'm going to do? Today, I'm going to give you a brief overview of the book that should be out by the conference time called Seeing Into the Future. We're going to let you hear the topics, or at least the content page, and that's going to come out by the end of the month. Hopefully everything will be fine, and we're not going to promote it till we actually have it. So, but we're looking towards the end of the month at the conference. But it will touch on this very issue. The ability of a psychic to see the future. The ability of a psychic to bring out revelation. Now, the issue is that the book that I am kind of reviewing and dealing with and debating with by Sylvia Brown, The Mystical Life of Jesus. I mean, there is no other person in all of history more written about. Second in all of history is Hitler. Now, it's very interesting because he's a type of the Antichrist. But when we look at the life of Christ, we do see, and everybody recognizes, the most sacred, incredible life of integrity, spirituality. So many things could be said. But when I begin to read this book, once again, I'm going to tell you that it is a massive, positive presentation of a cheapened, de-deified, false Christ that cannot help anybody. Now, the psi abilities have moved over into law enforcement. It's moved over into television, entertainment, music, many places, all over the place, but also in U.S. military. Fort Bragg, a goat lab, psi powers, remember? The men who stare at goats. Listen, when we think in terms of the people involved and my engagement with, well, psi warriors, their abilities, the powers behind their non-human enhancements, remote viewers and their abilities, and the final confession now that remote viewers are tapped into the Akashic Records, and or the Akashic Records are tapped into them. So their abilities, though using human capacity, are non-human enhancements. And the big issue is, what are those enhancements? Because my concern for the remote viewers, which, if you go back into the development, Ingo Swann, a psychic. It was a psychic who was, well, confesses that he had kind of a voice-to-skull, ideas popping into his head, coming from the outside, doesn't say where the ideas for the, coordinate remote viewing came into to being. And so, again, from the other side comes ideas and leadings, sometimes involuntarily, sometimes the subject of those messages and ideas sent, they don't even know that it's coming from the other side. Now, I'm going to read you something real quick here. Then we'll get on to the news and a few of the things that we got to give you an alert about. Page one in the book, The Mystical Life of Jesus by Sylvia Brown. Well, she says this, I propose, and I'm quoting, I propose to do in this book is to give you real and researched facts according to the latest findings of scholars, as well as information from the other side by my guide, that is a spirit guide named Francine. What she doesn't do so far in the book is quote these scholars, constantly mentions scholars, constantly mentions biblical scholars, that disagree with the Bible, but I don't see any sources here where that is. So I'm wondering, who is she talking about? Anyway, let me give you a little bit of the news here today. And I know that some of you have heard, and keep an eye out for the, well, wildfire near Boulder, Colorado, forces thousands to flee their homes. And listen, out in California, listen, nothing, and I've been out there next to the extremely dry areas where just one little cigarette butt, one little spark sets off and can literally burn off thousands and thousands and thousands of acres. So it's a pretty massive thing to have fire coming your way and to have to flee. Thousands, Boulder, Colorado fleeing their homes. In the United States, with all the other things going on, and listening to Obama lately, it's hard to listen. It's hard to listen to him taking the credit for things. It's hard to him listen to tell us, well, literally more billions of dollars as far as another package being put together. It's astounding. It really is astounding to see what's occurring. So whether you are going to just give up and sit back and roll over, or whether you're going to fight with fierce prayer and great action to say, listen, until Christ comes back, we will fight that even in our land, it would be free, that we would have freedom. Listen, fighting for freedom involves also fighting for the freedom to preach the gospel and to be on the airwaves right now. So listen, welcome right now during this hour of freedom. It is September the 7th. It is 2010. And it's about 9 minutes after 6 Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to all the downloaders, the archivists that listen weeks later from all over the world. May the hand of God come out to your life, bless you, and just minister to the needs that you might have. That's important to us. And it's important as I get emails from individuals. I get emails, and my deepest apologies. I cannot get to all of them. But the ones I get to, I do pray when they ask me for prayers, and I send back a prayer. I pray for them as I do, and we try to do that as much as we can. Today we are doing it. And again, it all takes a little bit of time, and the difficulty is simply not being able to get to everybody. So thousands of you as believers in Christ out there are going to be needed to become powerful in prayer. On the website, shatterthedarkness.net, you're listening to Shatter the Darkness Live, the live broadcast. My name is Russ Dizdar. The website, shatterthedarkness.net, and hundreds and hundreds of MP3s, training, past shows, conference materials, seminars, teaching. Listen, it's all there. Take your time. Go through it. And we invite you to download as much as you want. As long as we have the internet, the new series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, we will add to it tomorrow. The series, Becoming Powerful in Prayer, we will add to it tomorrow. And we're going to tell you, too, that we're going to be on a number of radio programs here in the next couple of weeks. So if you look at the newsletter or just keep an eye out on our site, we're on, and I'll talk about that tonight at 7 p.m., in the program Survive to Thrive Radio Network. I will talk about that tonight, the Intel Hub that we were on today with Shepherd. So it was a great time. But let me mention right now that the conference with Tom Horn, Derek and Sharon Gilbert, Jeffrey Rad, and myself, October 1st and 2nd, a number of you are writing to me lately, and glad to see some of you saying, hey, we're coming. I was told the other day how many tickets had already been purchased. So those coordinating this project, Tom Dunn and others, we're thankful for, but looking forward to seeing many of you October 1st and 2nd, Canton, Ohio, at the, well, here's the title, Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference. Now, I was asked to send over the three, I think it's like 1 hour or 1 hour and a half sessions that I get. And I've got to do three of them, Friday night and Saturday, collectively. Now, here's what they are. I'm going to give you the titles real quick. We're going to put these out later on the website So again, if you want to learn about the speakers, their backgrounds, the bios, more information, how to get tickets, all the stuff, where you can stay, well, look at shatterthedarkness.net and then scroll down a little ways. You'll see the phrase Supernatural Science Prophecy Conference. Click on it. You'll get the website that gives you all the information. Here are three of the sessions that I'm going to do. Number one, seeing into the future. You know, and this is, again, by supernatural prophetic revelation. Seeing into the future. Now, there's a book coming out with a number of, I'll give you those, I'll give you the content page, at least that much of it. The second session is called, well, it's the supernatural behind Armageddon. The supernatural, actually, the supernatural science behind Armageddon. And the third one is the transmutation of the human soul. And a subtitle is Technology of Alter Personalities. So listen, we hope that you can maybe be a part of that, be engaged with that. We are in a series this week that we put up every week now, shatterthedarkness.net, on these live broadcasts, on all the other broadcasts we put up. Now, we're listing again the week, the title, the theme, The Mystical Life of Jesus. We're taking on the concept of Spirit-given revelation to the psychic Sylvia Brown. And the concept of a psychic, Gnostic, fake Christ. This is an issue because it can deal with your eternity. This is an issue because God warns in the most serious terms concerning anyone that would bring about a, well, promote a different Christ than what the prophets, the apostles, the angels of God, what the scriptures have already brought out. To alter that and to present a fake Christ is to literally, to literally deceive people out of the message of God's love for them and distract them and possibly cause them to lose their soul. So God's very strict about it. Galatians chapter 1, anybody, even if an angel, a claim of an angel to say, hey, you know what, we're here to tell you about a different Jesus. Well, that is such a severe issue and comes from literally the pits of hell itself that God gives severe warning, and that's in Galatians chapter 1. Hey, also in the midst of all of this, I have a person, I consider them a friend, and I want to say really quickly here, again, no names, they're still half caught into the dark side, and they're trying to get out, they're aware. We've had one meeting a couple of years ago, it seems now, but they told me about Sylvia Brown before, and actually when they were here, I think they even mentioned the issue, but they sent to me, because they listened yesterday, they sent to me an email that I believe I've gotten before, but they're describing a meeting they had with Sylvia Brown. I want you to hear this, because the Russians have spent millions and millions of dollars on the issue of Psy Wars and psychic abilities. And the United States, same thing. Even when it comes to remote viewing, some argue the fact whether that's just, again, a sanitized, militarized version of psychic ability. So the warning is to all those in military, don't be drawn into psychic, psi warrior, supernaturally oriented super soldier or non-human enhancements. They are the precursors that will lead straight to the doorstep of the Antichrist himself. Absolutely. Hey, can I give you an alert first? Here's an alert. Today is September the 7th. Marriage to the Beast ritual tonight. Tonight. Now, it's already 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all over the world, all over the United States, there's already millions of victims that can tell you about this. Millions of them. And I have no question that there are richly abused victims listening, sub-personalities listening, and also those who do the recon. You all know this is true. Marriage to the Beast, usually a 6-year-old, maybe a 13-year-old. But it's all about taking a child in satanic rituals, doing the ancient twilight languages, and involving them in literally open the gateway to the presence of hell, to the presence of the demons. Usually the priest that would first sexually involve themselves in the child, 6-year-old child, which again they should... they should be beaten with 1,000 rocks for this. They'll get their turn in hell, that's for sure. So the perpetrators out there, hell is waiting for you. And there is a savior, and there's a possibility of getting out of it. And if you do, I think one of the evidences of a perpetrator getting out is to turn on radical evil, expose it, tell all. If you turn to Christ, His grace is bigger than your ugly, horrific, horrific sin. See, if it was me, I would just love to just, you know, in, well, let's just say that there is a place in hell reserved for perpetrators like you. And I want you to know, to the victims of Marriage to the Beast, and by the millions of victims of satanic ritual abuse, they've all gone through this. They have subpersonalities that know exactly how it went. The chanting, the candles, the smells, the robes. The priest demonized, manifesting demonic presence. Some claim Satan himself. In order to engage them and marry the 6-year-old in a bonding covenant, with Satan himself. That's the idea. Marriage to the Beast. Now, we can go much further than that, but that's all we're going to say today. So in every single city in the United States, all over Europe, England, Canada, you've got satanic, ritually abused individuals in your psych wards, in the counseling centers, in your churches, seeking help. And if there's even one, it means there's a coven in your city. It means there are those that know the technology forged in hell's kitchen that has decimated the child, and they have been, if they're 30, 40, even 50 years old, they have inside information to this ritual. Now, it's going to go on tonight. No question that there will be many. You see, with the victims that are in their 50s, they've got children that are in their 30s, late 30s, and they've got children in the 20s, and they've got children 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10 years old. I'm telling you right now that in every city, if all the statistics are clean and clear, children will be at an altar on a slab, and the marriage to the beast will be done. Outrage, you better believe it. Believers in Christ, take the time to stand before God and pray for it to be located. Pray for supernatural rescue. Pray that the perpetrators be found. Pray against the demonic powers. If you want to learn more how to do this, on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, you can get Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, the series. There's already about 11, 12 hours of training. We're going to add more this week, and that should help you. Alert, tonight, satanic rituals all across America. It's already happened in Europe, in England. Look what's going on. You don't think that the destabilization, politically, economically, environmentally, is just pure natural causes, do you? Well, let me tell you something. Behind the cause of Sylvia Brown, it is not. It is not simply natural causes. We're dealing with, and she confesses from the very beginning, a spirit guide, a non-human entity that is guiding and directing her. And listen, we went over this a little bit last night. And just to give a little bit more, and I've done more and more and more research. I'm reading other materials and going through this book. And I'm going to tell you right now, to the psychics listening, if Sylvia ever listens, it does burn my bridges to see such horrific archaeological, manuscript, historical, deceit. It's horrific. It's horrific to shred the living, real Christ. And again, I'm going to say, just in the first few chapters, you're going to notice not only all the errors, but you're going to notice Sylvia Brown does not know the living Christ. Sylvia Brown does not know, has no experience with, and does not mention God, the Holy Spirit. See, I know the Spirit of God. He's come inside of me 35 years ago, never left. Jesus said, for everyone who believes in him, the Spirit of God would be given. That's the evidence that you're a believer. He's the presence that brings the living, real Christ into your life. And the power of God, and the gift of eternal life, and the ability, the non-human ability coming from God, to know the Scripture, to know how to walk with God. Every believer has the ultimate spirit guide, God the Holy Spirit, guiding, leading, and God the infinite, uncreated Holy Spirit is quite different than Francine. Francine's the name of the spirit entity that introduced itself to Sylvia Brown when she was 8, took over and possessed her at one point, and is the one operative in her life, giving her the insights, giving her the leading, giving her the guidance, and even actually telling her about mass portions of Scripture. Well, how they're not true, and of course, Francine, the spirit guide, from the other side, is giving her the true and accurate information. Well, listen, if you want to listen to a demonic spirit masqueraded like a female spirit guide named Francine, well, then you put your life at eternal risk. And here's what I'm going to say towards the very end, and I hope I get to the very end today. This session that I'm doing right now, in engaging the materials and also dealing with what she calls the lost years of Jesus. New Agers love that stuff. You know, I even heard Richard Hoagland talking about this not too long ago. This whole concept of Christ going off to India to learn all spiritual powers and abilities, to learn everything from the Hindu gurus. Oh, really? Interesting. Interesting that none of the gurus' pantheistic, Hinduistic teachings come through in the ministry, life, and words of the real Christ of God. Pretty interesting. We're going to take a look at that, but the sadness here is to see somebody 60 years guided by Francine. I don't care how masqueraded, I don't care how female-sounding her voice, I know these entities. I have dealt with them. I have seen them manifest, show up, speak to me, act. Oh, some act like they're Jesus indwelling and possessing someone. Some act like they're an alien presence. Some act like they're ascended masters. Some act like, but you know what? Under the authority of the real living Christ, they are forced to reveal what they really are. To acknowledge the real Christ. They all know who he is. They know what they're doing. Can I tell you something? They know what they're doing. And it is God the Holy Spirit absent from the life of Sylvia Brown and real psychics. See, real psychics are either operating by spirit guides like this, guiding them in their direction, which means there is no living Christ in them. They don't know the living Christ. They don't know the Spirit of God. They don't know the experiences of the Spirit of God. They don't have the assurance. Thus, they're going to embrace reincarnation and other forms of occult and finite, fallen, dark spirit teaching. Now, I wanted to read to you real quick here just one simple little email of this individual that I know, reminding me, now I'm quoting, no names though, but I'm quoting. Here goes, quote, Sylvia led us all into a deep meditation, much like Eckhart. When I walked into the auditorium, I could already see literally hundreds of spirits. Funny thing, too, after we had finished the meditation, which was almost hypnotizing, She looked at us with those eyes and said, quote, "You should see how crowded it is here. You have hundreds of spirits floating all the way up to the ceiling. There is no room," end of quote. Now this person goes on to say, quote, "She called them our guides and angels, talked about the records on the other side, and everyone smiled." When dark spirits, even masquerading as spirit guides, angels, light beings, translucent New Age beings, ascended masters, aliens, whatever, they have incredible supernatural power to be able to morph. And, you know, again, Sylvia doesn't. Psychics that are listening right now, seers of the dead, New Agers, you have no idea of the ultimate agenda. 2,000 years ago, God the Holy Spirit, literally, is the idea in Scripture, raised his voice and expressly and loudly and in detail with urgency said that in the latter days that the concept would be mass numbers of these spirit guides would come with one goal: to deceive many, and that means millions. And they would do it by presenting didache, teachings, revelations, data. Now, the Spirit of God says it's didache of daimonia. It's these spirit guides, they're called in the Greek planos, imposters, masqueraders, seducers. They have a special quality of seduction because of their ability to masquerade. They can sound like your dead grandma. They can sound like your dead uncle. They can sound like Eleanor Roosevelt with Hillary Clinton meditating on the dead. They can sound like anyone, basically. You've got to understand their power. You've got to understand their nature. And you've got to understand their agenda. Their agenda in the world today, and I'd say the last, I'm going to say the last 50 years, the last 50 years have been a massive burst of their operating presence collectively. Thus, there are, across Europe, United States, all over, Russia, there are by the hundreds of thousands people who say they are psychics, trance mediums, readers of the dead, and all kinds of other things. So you've got to understand that when a dark spirit, no matter how masqueraded, reaches into the willing, open mind and heart, that construct of a human being, reaches in where they've been giving, where they've been given allowability, legal rights, to open up them, which on that side of the fence they call a third eye. It's no wonder that psychics, readers of the dead, and many like that can see into that realm. The Spirit of God in the believer does not open you up to see what the demons show those who've opened up to them. The demons have one thing to show. God the Holy Spirit has another thing to show. Everyone who believes in the living Christ will know personally, experientially, the living Christ. They will know they love him, follow him. That's the centrality of their life. Their centrality isn't a spirit guide named Francine. Their centrality is the living Christ, Savior, Lord, God, and soon coming King of Kings. Whereas in those who do not have the Spirit of God, do not have the real Christ, the spirit guides will give them a world. New Age channelers will get this. Alienologists will get this. Remote viewers will get this. Psychics will get this. Because all of this supernaturalism comes from the same source. So in Sylvia Brown's book, The Mystical Life of Jesus, it is a massive, positive presentation of a false psychic Christ, a de-deified little miniature. Matter of fact, as you read the pages, you're going to find out that Sylvia Brown's spirit guide, Francine, is literally more the center of her life than anything else. She doesn't talk about her love for Jesus, knowing Jesus, how Jesus leads her, how Jesus heals, forgives, washes, cleanses. She has no looking forward to the second coming of Christ because the spirit guide Francine, along with the literature it has led Sylvia Brown to, has convinced her that she too will be a Christ, has convinced her of reincarnation, has convinced her that Jesus of the real Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that Jesus is all a lie of a corrupt church that, listen, you will not believe the level of content, and I'm going to give you some of it right now, right out of the book. When I'm reading chapter 1, it all begins with her talking about, again, getting her facts from not only the occult sources, and she claims scholars, but never quotes them. So there's no way of looking up the scholars she refers to, and she mentions them quite often. It's one thing to say once or twice a scholar I read, but here the concept of biblical scholar and scholar is mentioned so many times to back up her claims, she never mentions them. Nobody can check them out. The big emphasis is Francine, the spirit guide. Let me tell you what happens in just on page 2 alone. In this big, massive book, big public seller out there, about Jesus Christ, the first thing that she's going to promote to you is, and I'm going to quote this off page 2, quote, "Let's start at the beginning, ... Christ was not born in a manger." So immediately there is a conflict. As she prepares people that she's going to, quote, "I just think it's timely not only to show the true story of Christ and his mission, but also how he lived and died as well as the true message he wanted to bring." And that sounds positive and good, but it's not what you think. Jesus Christ in this book will be stripped of real divinity, stripped of his saving power, stripped of the cross, stripped of the resurrection, stripped of the second coming, stripped of everything, and reduced to, as all the dark spirits do, in whatever direction they unfold this didache, a dumbed-down, de-deified, rabbit's foot-sized, you know, pockets, rabbit's foot, you know, just kind of a pocket Jesus, a super psychedelic Jesus, a Jesus that's nothing more than a psychic, really. Now, as I'm reading this, there's this whole attack on the virgin birth. And there's a reason for that, because the Jesus she's going to present isn't God in human flesh. He is not Emmanuel. She would have to say that Thomas, when Thomas bowed down and said, "My Lord and my God," capital G, she would turn that around along with the Gnostics to say, "My Lord and the God that I'm going to be like," or "the God that I'm going to become," through a spiritual evolution of Gnostic secret knowledge and experience. Let me tell you something. I don't believe Sylvia Brown is honest in this book. I not only don't believe that she's honest, but I also believe that there is an intent. Let me tell you that whether she's intended it herself or not, the intent clearly is to shred the scriptures, to shred the Christ of God, to reduce everything and present an absolutely counterfeit, well, of all. I mentioned yesterday how Planos, seducing spirits, operate. The goal in pulling you away from the true is not good enough. They must present you with a counterfeit which you will embrace, which you'll take in, which you'll experience, which will seem very real to you, but it won't be the real, from the hand of God, Savior, salvation, gift of eternal life, and power of God. And one of the great evidences is, as I read and read and read and read and read in all of this story, she can talk about God. See, in the Bible it says they can claim God with their mouths, but their hearts are far from him. Or they can claim that they know God, but deny the power. So it's one thing to talk about God. I talked about God back in the days I was in a Buddhist temple learning how to leave my body, trying to get to the Ascended Masters. I could talk about God when I was back in the 60s doing acid and getting drunk and getting high. Back in those days, we thought smoking marijuana was a way to get to some of the knowledge of God and open our minds. We didn't know the Spirit of God. We didn't know the living Christ. We did not know. You see, once the living Christ came into my life and the power of the Holy Spirit came into my life, I walked away from all of that. I walked away from the counterfeit, from the deception, from the cheap, distraction. It's literally a cheap distraction that is spiritually lethal in the end. And my big cry tonight is against the dark side, because I think that Sylvia Brown has been so spiritually deceived herself that she actually believes the deception as truth. Is that possible? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's the power of the fallen cherub. That's the power of the dark side that will, to those willing, hand it down from grandma to granddaughter, if nobody intervenes, the spirits can migrate. That's right. Migrating from one person, some call it transfer, the idea of migrating from grandma down into the granddaughter, all of those familiar spirits, grandma can teach. If grandma is absolutely entrenched with these spirits and they begin to operate in granddaughter, bloodline, that's how they function. That's what they want. That's what's occurred here. Francine, the spirit guide that immediately claims that it came from God, really? Does nobody have a discernment? Does nobody say, test the spirits to see whether they come from God? No angel of God, they're angelos, they are a spirit. They're not permitted to possess a human soul, to come into the human body. They're a finite creature. And they're not the creator. Only the creator's infinite presence is permitted to come back into the human construct, body, soul, and spirit, because we were created for that. In the beginning, God let us create Adam, humankind, in our image, in our likeness. God breathed into us the breath of life, the spirit of life. Now, it's the sin issue and Satan's work that caused the separation. We agreed, we listened to the lie, the Spirit guided humanity in the beginning, and we stupidly believed. That's why we've been in this trail of tears all of these thousands of years. God has stepped back in, but there is a spiritual battle. Don't you know this? This book is a spiritual battle. To read this book, to see this individual be guided by this demonic spirit guide, being given content of the old Gnostics, basically, and then to boldly shred the Bible, shred the real Christ, shred anybody that holds to that, and present an absolute, cheapened, powerless counterfeit is pretty doggone amazing. I'm reading on page 4 of the book by Sylvia Brown, The Mystical Life of Jesus. And I simply quote, it says this, my spirit guide, Francine, says that, referring to Joseph, you know Joseph, the one that was betrothed to Mary? Mary the Virgin. Remember Isaiah 700 years prior? You know, that a virgin would be with child. Remember the name, not only Emmanuel, but he's called Mighty God, Prince of Peace. Anyone reading the content of prophetic Christ-revealing prophecy, anybody reading any and all of the New Testament knows who that's talking about. But Here's what she's led to believe and to promote in a very positive way: lethal spiritual deception. She says, my spirit guide Francine says that Joseph had as many as 30 expert workers who helped build and sell his designs. The spirit guide is giving the content of history. Let me tell you something. This is a massive reinterpretation of history. She, Sylvia Brown, like remote viewers are doing right now, are getting a revisionist view of actual human history by non-human enhancement spirits that are guiding them with a new perspective that leads consistently to the development of a dumbed-down, false, counterfeit, psychic, New Age-oriented, non-saving Jesus in order to present a different spiritual agenda. And obviously, Sylvia Brown is a part of that agenda. Now, I'm reading here again, page 5, where it's talking about the premise of a virgin birth by Mary is hotly contested by biblical scholars. You know, I've got thousands of books with biblical scholars all around me. I don't know. I've been reading for the last 35 years, been to numerous schools, and I'm wondering where are the biblical scholars. Now, you might say anti-biblical or Gnostic or something like that, but every biblical scholar that I've read, that I know, they don't contest. They promote. They bring out the prophecy of the virgin birth, the declaration of it by the angel, the acknowledgement by Mary, the eventual acknowledgement by Joseph, the acknowledgement of all those around that even laid some, you got to understand that when it comes to the virgin birth, we're talking about the very core issue of the incarnation, which by a positive presentation of a counterfeit Jesus, and in a positive way, she attacks the incarnation. Oh, she'll call Jesus divine, but later on you're going to find out all that means is he is as divine as you and I. He is as divine as we're going to become divine like him. She presents the Gnostic, the New Age, the dumbed down, the de-deified, and it goes on. I mean, it gets worse and worse as you go along. And the reason I say all this is that it is an attack. It is a dark, spirit-guided, plotted. I mean, this is the agenda. Jesus warned. It seems like, again, the first number of chapters I'm reading, there's no warning of the dark side. There's no warning of deception. There's no warning that Jesus says, Matthew 24, about the end of days that connects the political collapse, the nations fighting against each other, the annihilation of humanity. It's all added up together, and it begins with Jesus' words, don't let anyone deceive you. So the premise of this week is don't let anyone deceive you. By the Spirit of God to the psychic, to the New Ager, to the remote viewer, by the Spirit of God, don't let yourself be deceived any longer. Come out of that deception. May the Spirit of God and of grace embrace you and bring you to the real Christ of God. What do you want a dumbed down psychic non-saving Jesus for? You can't even know him. That's the big issue here. When I'm reading a person who does not know the Savior that I know. I know thousands of people over these years, thousands. And I have people writing to me all the time. Today, they love the Lord. They talk about the Lord. Jesus is their Savior, their God, their King. He's with them. He never leaves them. He's inside of us. He dwells within. Jesus says it in John's gospel. In praying to God the Father, he says that I, referring to himself, that I myself would be in them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Sylvia doesn't know this and would deny this because she has no experience. She does not know, has never known, in a personal way, Jesus Christ as Savior, Lord, God, friend. She has never experienced the power, the love, the presence of the living Christ coming in, dwelling in by the Spirit of God. That's why there's a total absence. She can talk about spirit guides. She can talk about trance, being in trances, being literally taken over by the spirit guide. She can talk about all of these experiences that show that they are of the dark, finite, fallen side, operative in the agenda of Antichristu, an Antichrist. Literally, she's embraced and now writes about and promotes, in a very positive way, an Antichrist. 1 John chapter 2 tells us that there are many Antichrists. Every one of them would have a spirit guide behind promoting that concept, leading someone to believe in or believe they are a Christ. So the words of Jesus Christ are sharp as heaven's spiritual razor can be. Don't let anybody deceive you. That many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and they will deceive many. Sylvia Brown, you are included in the words of Christ. You have been deceived. You've been drawn in. You've been sucked away. And I'm so sad to see that over 60 years of your life have been given with the experiences, the events, the encounters, the engagement of the dark side. You don't have the Spirit of God. You don't have the living Christ. You don't have the ability to see through. And the sad thing is, so many people are so caught, so deepened, that the layers of deception, as prophesied, here's your warning, here's your heads up, the layers of deception will come stronger and stronger. Listen, if you already got spiritual layers of counterfeit Christ, counterfeit teaching, counterfeit spirituality, counterfeit experiences, the layering of that, because those are precursors and open doors for more of the same, only darker, stronger, and there will be more antagonistic emotion, attitude towards the real Christ and anyone who believes in the real Christ. She mentions on page 7 that about the Council of Nicaea, talks about how the Bible was formed then and how it's been changed, edited, manipulated, errors, on and on and on. She's just ripping the scriptures. And I guess the spirit guide that guided her to write this book is superior to the Bible, really? The Gnostic writings of Thomas, and I've read Mary, I've read Judas, those guys. Listen, they're not only false gospels, pseudographa, they're not only false, they are spiritually inspired by the very spirits that are guiding millions into this. Well, it's all precursors for the new coming world order. You better understand that now. If you're a New Ager or a psychic, if you're a medium, if you're a seer of the dead, you have the precursors for the deeper, broader spiritual layering and for the literal spiritual magnetism of the actual Antichrist when he arrives. So I'm going to say that by the providence of God, by the Spirit of God, in the name of the living Christ, may the deception be broken. May your eyes be opened by God, by the living Christ, and may you get out now. You can come to the living Christ, but you can't have both. You can't say, you know what, I want my psychic powers. I want my ability to see into the spirit world. I want my ability to see the dead. I want to keep those abilities, and I kind of want the real Jesus. Really? Do you think that light and dark can mix? Even the spirit guides in you know that can't happen. because they're going to guide you away. They're going to continue to logically and in every single way systematically convince you never, never to go down that road. As a matter of fact, some of you listening may have a hard time. If you've got spirit guides, you can claim they're angels, you can claim they're entities from wherever. If they are the fallen ones, it is guaranteed they will politely, in a positive way, do all they can to steer you away from the real Christ, his life, his power, and what could be yours. It's a massive exchange. In order to receive the living Christ, the power of God, total forgiveness, the gift of eternal life, the ability to see God face to face, the assurance, the spiritual guiding that comes not from finite, limited spirits, but from God the Holy Spirit. Do you want God the Holy Spirit to open your eyes? Or do you want some finite, lying spirit guide? I rebuke every spirit guide on anyone listening now live or later in the archives in the name of the living, real Christ, who is God, capital G, in human flesh. Coming again. May he be all over this right now in your deliverance from spirit guides, spiritual presence, spiritual teachings, channeling, entities, angels, and all of their claims. I'm saying, Sylvia, come on. Francine, at the very beginning, 8 years old, lied to you. A powerful entity, the dark side, they don't care. They don't care about shredding a child. They don't care about using a child. I mean, think of the millions of ritually abused. It all begins in childhood. They don't care. Don't you understand that? Their power is in their deception. I put up on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, because the first couple of chapters, again, by the literature of these fallen spirits, and by the guidance, direct guidance and revelation and teaching of a demonic spirit guide, a presentation of ripping the scriptures to shreds, ripping the incarnation, the virgin birth, Jesus being born where he was born, an introduction to reincarnation, page 9. And constantly in this book, you're going to find Sylvia quoting her spirit guide. Every single time the spirit guide says what is absolutely contrary to what God the Holy Spirit says. I don't know about you, I want God the Holy Spirit dwelling in me, opening my eyes to God, to his presence, to feel God, to feel that joy, to know that I know that I know that I know God. Let me say to the Gnostics out there, and there's no such thing as a Gnostic Christian. Biblically speaking, a Christian is someone who has believed on the living Christ as Savior, Lord, their sins forgiven, that Christ comes into them, a new power for living, the gift of eternal life, the Spirit of God dwelling in you. That's the evidence. You can go to church and say you're religious, but if you don't know Jesus, if you're not born of the Spirit of God inside of you, you're not saved. You don't know the living Christ. Jesus says, John's Gospel, chapter 7, here is the most incredible invitation. Don't miss this. Don't let anything distract you. Don't let anything put you to sleep. Don't let anything cut this off. If you do get cut off, come back to it. Jesus says, John's Gospel, chapter 7, right among a big religious festival where they didn't know God, but they were celebrating religion and spirituality. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of their inmost being would flow the power of the Holy Spirit of God unto eternal life. Now I'm reading page 10. She says, the spirit guide, Francine, states that the writers of the Gospels of Matthew and Luke used mythology of the virgin births to make the birth of Christ seem more divine. That's almost like blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Did you know the Holy Spirit guy? Every writer that wrote Old Testament and New, 40 writers, they all knew God. They all knew the presence of the Holy Spirit. Their eyes and heart were opened by God, by the Holy Spirit. They wrote collectively, progressively, the revelation that the Spirit of God wanted. You can either receive what the Spirit of God has to say, or you can receive what the Spirit guides. My friend that has written to me, and I call this person my friend because I love them. I care about them. I care the fact that they have been split, richly abused, used. Spirits are inside subpersonalities, wreaking havoc, giving non-human enhancements that come from the dark side. This person can see into the, well, the dead, the spirits. This person walked into the room where Sylvia Brown, she saw the spirits, enabled by spirits. And Sylvia Brown talked about the spirits in the, as angels. It's a lie. It's a deception. Forged in hell, this agenda. Seduce the human race. Deceive the human race. Distract the human race. And drag them to eternal hell. Because they hate God. They hate Christ. They're against the real Christ of God. The real Christ of God on the cross, I love you. I've come to save you. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of their inmost being. Christ knocking at the door of your heart. He can come into your life right now. Is there any reason why you won't give up the finite deceptions? Won't you right now renounce the spirit guides, the familiar spirits, the encounters, and turn to the living Christ? Be cleansed, be washed, be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. Be given the power of God, the gifts of God, the Holy Spirit, and to know the living Christ. Do it now. Come to the living Christ. We're almost to the end of the hour, and I run out of time. I've gotten probably 10% of all that I needed to say done. We'll be back at 7 o'clock, Survive to Thrive, the radio network, as a guest host here to give you another part of this. On the website, shatterthedarkness.net, there is a little square box. You'll see it says Amazing Evidence of the Bible or the Historical Jesus or Unmasking the New Age Psychic Jesus. That'll give you great resources and facts to point you to what the Holy Spirit in me is pointing you to, the living Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you. Come to Christ. I pray for believers to be stronger and stronger in Christ. May the Lord bless you. Listen, let me tell you this. Remember us in prayer. We don't have any commercials. We don't have any other products to do. We simply say that if you believe there's a great benefit to all of the work of Shatter and Preemption, all that we do, if you've been benefited and others would be benefited also, you can help. And all I'm going to say, go to shatterthedarkness.net. You'll see a little place where it says, you can help sponsor this work. End of the hour, God bless you. I'll see you at 6 p.m. Wednesday night, or for many of you, in a couple of minutes, 7 o'clock, Survive to Thrive. Good night.